this week's parsha, I don't know if you ever heard this word, it's time, it's an idea, you should know. Parsha's Nosai, interestingly enough, is the biggest parsha, besides the fact there's the most medrash on this week's parsha, and the biggest zoyar is on this week's parsha. There's a chassidish word, but I've heard it from my father many times. Rabbi Tversky, Zechon of Rocha, also used to repeat it. The stomach, therefore, probably Yoshe Berry used to say it too. It's my guess. Sometimes when we see the same shtempel come from the same mezhush, a little over, you have to know it's coming from, come from the same source. After Kabbalah Satorah, that we open Kabbalah Satorah, there's a special abundance of siyata d'shmaya for Limud HaTorah. A lot of the Zoyar on Parshas Nosai is lav dafka connected to Parshas Nosai. Over Parshas Nosai, the Medrash on Parshas Nosai itself is the longest Medrash. You have a Medrash Rabba, the longest Zoyar you have on any Parshas in Parshas Nosai, because of the siyata d'shmaya and the Nesivas HaTorah right after Shavuot. It's a nekudah l'machshava. Why am I pointing out a kudah l'machshava? Simply, when a person reaches a madrega, he has to know that he has a madrega. Because Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, tell Klal Yisrael, Matana Teva, yesh li bibeis genozai, v'shav shmo, v'vakish ani nitno li Yisrael. Lech hoida oisom. Go tell the Klal Yisrael the specialness of Shabbos. The Gemara tells us, mikan. And I know Matana l'chaveir, tzorch lo yidiyo. Someone gives Matana l'chaveir, he has to tell it to him. Chazal also tell us, Vayter in Tzen Chazal, Chazal say, that a nesim pas latinoik, she yadiyah le'imoy. A person gives a piece of bread to a kid, he should tell his mother. What's the idea? Same nekuda. The candy man, or a neighbor sends a child to a neighbor, to borrow something, to give back something, and the neighbor's gracious and gives the kid a candy. The mice have come, the mother of the kid knows. It's ma'orer, feelings of closeness between the neighbors. You do a favor to a kid, his parents know about it. Shat is. They realize that you're being nice to my child, you're being nice to me. That's the way it's taken. And the reason I tell the idea, because the tachlis is over there of kiruv levavos. The person should appreciate when there's a matana for it to achieve its tachlis. Be my dear. Because Baruch Hu gives a matana to Klal Yisrael Shabbos. Leichoy da'asam. Over there, there's two points. There's of course the point that we should appreciate that which we get from Hashem, but over there, there's also much more. And the kuda is, when a person gets a matana and he doesn't realize what he's getting, he's lacking in the whole Kabbalah of matana. If a person doesn't know that the godless of what Shabbos is, he's just getting Shabbos, he won't appreciate Shabbos properly. A person reaches a ruchnis dik madrega, he has to know, you got something, you have it, you're holding by something. We counted 49 days for Sfira Soimer. We came to Yom HaMishim, we came to Shavuos, we went through Shavuos, we're uplifted, we're different. And we have to know where we're holding to appreciate the new madrega that we've achieved. We're not today the same people that we were a week ago. We're in a different madrega. We're elevated. It's very important that a person realizes his changes and is being uplifted to appreciate what he has. I've spoken to you about this already after Yom Kippur. Ben Torah, the first Kufa after Yom Kippur, after Yom Nerim, after Yom Kippur, feels his davening goes easier, his all his avodas Hashem goes easier. This Kipshutay Ben Torah in general, going through the avodas of Yom Nerim afterwards, is able to feel within himself that he's uplifted, that he's changed, that he's better. Tzedak is the kinekuda, but Ben Torah is able to feel it. Look out for this feeling within yourself. In your siyata d'shmaya, in your learning, it's also there. Notice it, appreciate it, and continue davening for siyata d'shmaya in your learning, and continue to shtay. But it's very important that a Ben-Torah realizes you achieved the madrega, it's not over, it's with you. When the Chazan finishes Kaddish, Tiskabel, after Meirav, and he begins Aleinu, and he doesn't count for so him. So the first day or two, hey, okay, the mitzvah is over. We don't have it. Correct? The mitzvah is over, we don't have it now. Pshat is because we have already in us. We already achieved that which had to be achieved. And it's with us. We counted 49 days. We only came the mitzvah. We have it with us. Appreciate the madrigas. Ruchni is the madrigas that a person has. The person has to give himself many times a pat on the back or to appreciate where he's holding, what he's doing, to know you reach the madrega, steig weiter. The person has to notice it within himself. In the parashas of this week's parasha, there's the parasha Soito, and afterwards there's the parasha of Parashas Naziris, which we're a bit more familiar with because of Ale and Yoni Nadorim that we've been doing. There's two points I want to point out. First of all, there's a Likudi here in Parashas Soito. Which in Medrash, the Medrash has many, many lessons taken out from Parashat Soito. Chazal, it's just on the basic lesson which I want to stel on. Take out even the lesson of the Smichas HaParashi, Yisharoi Soito, the Kulkula Yazir Asma Min Ayayim. One of the first lessons that the Medrash takes out very, very strongly from Parashat Soita is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Diktu Kadin and his Hashgacha Protis on the Bruin. The Medrash brings a pasuk: the Ein Noyev Shomra Nefesh Leimar Loitu Shireni Ayin. In the Chet of Znus of a Noyev, the pasuk in Mishlei says how the Noyev says Lo Tishureni Yai. He does things secretly; he shouldn't be seen. And Taka, the whole parasha Soita Betzim is referring to an issue with Mizan Etachas Bailo, or to be exact, Sofek, in a secret way. And Taka, it's not known whether she was Nichshon Chet or not Nichshon Chet. The Torah has a very severe oynish for someone who's mastir, who hides his actions in a way that he doesn't avera b'seiser. Ganav, the Gemara tells us in Meruba, in Baba Kama, pays kefil, a specific oynish for being doing kiviyochel makchish ayin shalmala. As if there's no Hashgacha Protis and the Kadosh Baruch Hu is not Mashgiach on the Bruin, and he steals B'Seiser. Stealing B'Seiser has an extra tinge of a chetu. Hagam, that a Gazlan who steals B'Faresia is a Azus Ponim. And he's in many ways, he's much more of an Achzor, and he's Hashchoses HaNefesh. But there's an element of specific chet that a Ganev has over a Gazlan, of being makrish ayin shel mala. The pasuk says the same thing with Gabi Yonoyim for Nenei Yefes. There's a beautiful lotion the Medrash has. The pasuk says, Noyef ish chasar lei, ze shomer akosevi misoser ish ba mistorim vani lo yerenu. Ma lo yerenu? Lo yerenu ba farsim aysel lebriyos. I'll punish him that his ma'asim will eventually be known to the Briyos. Moshal la architekton shel medina, the architect of the country. Architekton shel medina. Yischiv b'nei medina matminim kaspom v'zohavim etich oisan ha'matmoinim. The anshei medina hid their treasures in the same matmoinim that the architect of the Medina created, and he built. Omer lam architekton, ani bonisis ha-medina, ani osisis ha-matmoinim. I built all these hiding places. You're hiding out in these hiding places. I built them. I know exactly where they are. They're mine. Mimeni atem atminim. Kach omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Menachem. Mimeni atem mestir ma'atzmechem. Misosh ish tamistorim. Ani baris yeschem mechilin mechilin. I created every detail of the world, and even you specifically. I created every single artery of yours, every single mechila of yours. And I have full control over every single vein and artery. Shenemer v'tishkach kel mechor lelecha, ma'am kel mechor lelecha, lekel sho'is lo'escha mechilin mechidim. Ani Hashem choyker leiv, boichem klilas. V'ani yushem mekarev eschom la'mishpot. Shenemer v'karavti alechem la'mishpot. The Medrash makes an emphasis how a person has to realize that the Shbuch is Ashgocha Protis. And one of the most strongest lessons that the Medrash is very marich in over here is a person does a Maisa B'Seser. He says, Miroi Eini. The Shbuch said, I control your arteries. I'm Mizboinen, and I'm the one who controls how much plaque you have, calcium residue, or who knows what in each and every artery of yours. Avanila Yurenu, I don't see every single one of your actions. Miyasoidois Hayahadus is a recognition, and a person has to live his life with a total recognition that Kosh Bochus Mashgiach and Hashgocha Protis. And in that sense, there's an aspect of Parsha Soito, if she would be Moide to her chait, she doesn't have to drink my marm, and she wouldn't be killed. She would be given a chance to do tshuva on her own, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu would punish her maybe eventually if she wouldn't do tshuva. But she wouldn't end up dying with the death of the Isha Soita who drinks the Maim HaMa'ar. The problem over here, Vaiter, even after the Chet, she's holding herself beseser, trying to hide the fact. And the Maim HaMegala, what's the HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells a person, realize and recognize my connection with you. Realize and recognize every single one of the mechilim in this world. Meloi chalar is kvoida. And as the Medrash says on this first pasuk, I know you shamra nefesh, nemen lo tishureni yoyin. Says the Medrash, kosha agana v'anoyev shemesalkim sashchina kivyocha, shakosh borchu mole al yoyinim v'atachtoinim, shenema alis v'shamayim v'vitzani mole mum Hashem. Ubeize mokim v'anoyev dinef, alo kosh borchu b'chvoida yishom, שנאמר מלוי חלורת כבוידוי כי ויוכל הוא מלי רחמים וערך הפיים ונויסי נימוקים לשואו קדוש ברוך הוא מלי רחמים וערך הפיים allows the choyte כי ויוכל to do a chate and gives him the mokim within a קדוש ברוך הוא's world כי ויוכל to be doich drag the shechina and not to realize that a קדוש ברוך הוא's giving him the koyach and he's giving him life at that moment. And Yahadus teaches us how a person has to live with a recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Meloi Chalor Es Kvoidoi, every single Maisa counts, and every single action is being observed. Without a person realizing and recognizing and living a life of Hashgacha Protis, there's no mocking for Yahadus. Yahadus teaches us that every single action that we do counts, and is accounted for. Someone who doesn't appreciate and live a life of Hashgacha Protis can appreciate Bechlal. What's the big difference? One little flick of a light on Shabbos is everything. It's the difference between life and death. Every single action that a human being does counts, and it has to be accounted for, and Kadosh Baruch Hu is observing and watching every moment. The next nekuda Chazal tell us, "Aroya soite b'kilkula yazir atzma min ayayim." That's the smichos of the parshias. I already mentioned this gemara in the Dorim. You might say by now you've seen it already. The gemara on the nozir shabom and adorim. Nozir shabom and adorim. This is a mahalach. In general, Naziris is never encouraged, like Nadorma never encouraged. Where and when is Naziris yes encouraged? comes as a way of uplifting oneself to be purish from achet. And specifically at a time when a person realizes that around him he's surrounded by chet. We're all influenced. It's not shaykh not to be influenced from the sviva. We're influenced from the sviva that we're in. When a person sees a soita b'kilkula, he's exposed to chet, there's a kilkul. What's the kilkul? When a person is exposed to chet, it takes away the edge of the severity emotionally from the person. If a person is a chet in front of him and doesn't drop down dead, obviously he's getting away with it. And in a worse situation, I would say today's world situation, specifically people haven't seen, the younger people are, the way things might seem, Yechoytim, so matzliach, so to speak, bochner lekim vayim oleitu. When I say young, because younger people might even think that, make a mistake to think that these people have an oilam hazeh, and they're being matzliach, and things are going well from them. It definitely causes a tremendous nisoyin of a kilkul of a person, not only the edge being taken away from chet, but the chas v'shalom could be there's something good, there's some toyelis, even on the most stupid, mundane, gashmizdika level, but as if bochner elokim, vayimoleitu, they get away with it and are successful with it. A person in a matzav where he sees chet around him has to take a step back. And he has to be mischazik in kedusha more than someone who is not exposed to chet. A person, and the didan that we live in a world of a culture of one big soita b'kilkulo, definitely this is a very strong nekuda that we have to do. Chas v'shalom, anyone should be noyder in nezirus, but we should be take the there's a certain lesson of nezirus which applies to each and every one of us. A nazir has kedusha. The pasuk says. The pasuk says as follows. The pasuk says the halachas of a nazir. Beginning pasuk aleph, pasuk beis, davar bnei Yisrael. Amartan l'isha isha ki yaf limin duned nazir lazir l'Hashem. You give all goes with the details. Miyayin v'sheich al yazir, chay mit yayin, going through all the halachas. You can't be nitma l'meis, ki nezir l'kab ashoi. Finish, says the pasuk ches. Kol yemei nizroi kodosh hu l'Hashem. All the days of his naziris, he is kodosh to Hashem. Vosh they don't pasuk. What's the pasuk coming to tell us? So Rashi tells in it, Zukdushas Haguf, Militam Lamesim. It has to have a halachic definition. This Zukdushas Haguf that is also to Militam Lamesim. Frek the Meshach Chochma, but the Pasuk beforehand already says that's a halacha, that is also to be Metame. Even to the Kroivim. Even to the Shiva Kroivim is also to be Metame. The Pasuk says, Mefurish Lov Limo Ilochi Lachoisei. What's the Pasuk? Loitam Lamesim, Kinezia Lukav Al Roshoi. Then the next pasuk says, "Halach kol menizu kodeshu l'Hashem." What's the pasuk coming to? They make an emphasis. Zok the meshachochma. It's not just that a nazir is mechuyev to act in actions of kedusha. A nazir, be'etzem has a kedusha saguf. He is an uplifted human being. He gets a zachkus. He gets a purity that others don't have. And that's what the pasuk is coming to emphasize, Kodesh Hashem. That he has a Kedusha Saguf, that he's an uplifted individual, he's changed, he's different. Ad Kedai Kaf says, in Meshech Chochma, V'chiyomus Meisolo V'pesa Piso, in the next pasuk, V'tim Eroish Nisr V'gilach Roish V'yom Tenose B'yom HaShvi'i Galchenu. What's v'chiyomus meisalav pepesa pisa? I mean, there's a halachic definition. Nazir is the tumah. He's nitma. Where does it catch la halacha? Zokti meshechochma, but we have to appreciate there's a deeper idea also going on over here. The fact that a meis was die next to him is a tvi on him. Why? It says just like the Kohen Gadol, it's a tvi on him that someone's hurrying nefesh b'shgaga, shoyu levakesh rachmim al b'nei doiroi, because he has the koyach to daven for others. A nazir who has a kedushas naziris is an uplifted individual who has a koyach to daven for others. And if there was a tragedy and it happened next to him that someone died, it's because he didn't daven. And he could have davened. Who is he to daven? He's this regular guy who until his Naziris was a Roya Tzoyin in the Doroyin, down south. What made him suddenly this Kaddish that now he becomes the Heilige Rebbe, who's now supposed to poil Yeshuas for Klal Yisrael, he's supposed to daven, and if he didn't poil Yeshua for Klal Yisrael, it's a tain on him. Why is it a tain on him? Because he's capable. He did one thing. He told Kodesh Baruch Hu, I want to separate myself from Shtus and Hevel and Gashmis. I want to become Kodesh. And he was willing to take upon himself a precious and a Kedushas Nazirus. That he's not going to faputz his Seyor, he's not going to drink Yayin, he's not going to be Yosek and Gashmis. We're not speaking on who knows what level. He'll do it for 30 days. But he took a step towards Kodesh Baruch Hu, towards Kedusha for the right reason. He has Kedusha, and he has a koyach to daven for others. What's the nekuda of precious, which is to be appreciated, and adarava, that each and every one of us should aspire to have a shaykhis to on a certain level? Precious is one thing, and according to Yiddishkeit, it's one thing only. A person should shun away from taivis olam hazeh for its own purpose. Olam hazeh is here to serve the person, and the person, and the whole bria with all of the hanoris olam hazeh is also out to serve the person, but it has to be used as a way of serving the purpose for the ultimate purpose of his being a spiritual being. If there's a person sees, specifically in the world that a person sees around him, in the world around him, there's an excessive race after chet, or after even materialism that brings the chet, as the lashon of the medrash, Rashi brings it, that the kohen tells the soita, if you nichshal chet, harbe yaldus oiso, bad friends do a lot. There's influences from others. If you don't nifshah on chayt b'moideh, and you don't have to drink the mayim ha'ma'arim, you'll do tshuva eventually. When a person is surrounded by excessive pursuit of materialism and just hanos, people, even if it's in the gedorim of Shulchan Aruch, if people are pursuing a mazah just for the sake of, no other sake, just to have a great time. And a great time is nothing spiritual uplifting, it's just a mundane gashmizdik and nothing. And a person has to take a step back and say, hey, no. If this could bring the chet, then I have to realize, you don't just pursue Olam Hazeh for no purpose. Olam Hazeh is given, the world is so special and so beautiful, and every single hanoi has its mokum. And when it's done in the right context, it's everything is special. There's nothing in this world that isn't toiv ma'oy, that isn't very good. And that's where Yiddishkeit differs from stupid Christian ideas. There's nothing in this world that be'etzem is bad. Everything is pure, and everything can bring a person to a very uplifted place. I was once on a plane, whatever, I want to get off. Whatever. I was with my wife. And we were being observed like a little too closely. An older non-Jewish couple. At some point, with he or she, whatever, they couldn't hold themselves back. So they turned to me and my wife and asked, I understand that you're married? I said, of course we are. And he asked me, are you a man of the cloth? I said, I'm a rabbi, yes. And rabbis marry? I said, very much so, yes. And you have a family? I said, 13 children, yes. I know, and you know, or you'll know eventually one day, there's nothing more kaddish and uplifting than a man being a devoted husband and a devoted father to his family. There's nothing more uplifting and more kedusha involved in that. It looks... Phew. Yes, the world is a great world. And a person can crack it. And it's not... We're doing... It's not that there's any fakirat. A bintur who gets married and raises a family, he truly enjoys what a married life has to offer and what a family has to offer. It's all in the context of such a great purpose. Olam Hazeh is shaykh to the Jews. That's Parshas Bechukosai. The beginning of Parshas Bechukosai. All the brachas are shaykh, and the true brachas of and the real fulfillment that Gashmis, and when it enhances. And it's part of a whole spiritual pursuit and the whole derech ha'chaim of Ben Torah. There's nothing more pleasurable in this world in a true, everlasting pleasure, and that's the beginning. Olam chatira b'chayecha. Person reaches it. The highest madriga person is that he has a tam olam haba olam hazeh. He sees his world. He sees the true world, the olam haba. He lives a life in olam hazeh, which is shaykh to olam haba. Olam Hazeh is a prosdor Olam Haba. Many people don't even appreciate the concept. The concept isn't just saying that it's not a room on its own, that it's only a prosdor. That's one half of the word. The full nekuda is, it's a prosdor. If a person does Olam Hazeh properly, this is the way he becomes Olam Haba the Kemensh. And there's a lot of gashmis, the pleasure, so to speak, throughout Olam Hazeh. That a person, as Baruch Hashem, is zoicha during it. Hakadosh Baruch Hu gave him all along in his food is supposed to taste good. Married life is supposed to be uplifting, even in the gashmis, the level, and fulfilling on an emotional level, which you don't have to measure it every. Does his ruchnius? Of course, does his ruchnius. It's all, everything is ruchnius. A person, it's not because of a Shabbos Suda, which is an Olam Hazeh. A person's able to eat healthy and be healthy and has a good bed and he's able to sleep normal and eat normal and shtag normal. It's all Kodesh, and it brings a person to Kedusha. Every single fruit and every single vegetable, like Shmuel made it appealing in its color and its taste and its texture. Olam Hazeh is a perfect world. The problem is when a person uses Olam Hazeh without the ruchnis, the aspect shabai, and that's what comes out, and when it can bring to a chet, and then a person has to take a step back and say, "Nay, yazir asma min hayayin. Do I need this yayin? No." Every person has to realize in certain matzavim has to take a step back. For Ventura specifically, it also can be measured in food. But a person, what does that mean? In a practical level, a person has to, and bizmaneinu onu, I would tell you, yes, precious has a room to even be encouraged, even by bochum. What does that mean? I mean it on the most minimal level. But it has to, but there's an attitude. If a person, first of all, realizes within himself that he has a certain impulsive chvesnish for something in an unhealthy way, he has to take a step back. And begurder atzme beheter. But even on, it's enough on the minimal level, but a person has to know not to eat junk food, at least excessively. Meidach gisa, not to sometimes, a person say, Matzah Shabbos, there's pizza. It's pizza, there's chips. That's also nishkin good, because a person shouldn't be in a matzav to be Polish in matzovim, where it can catch his mind, as the Mesias HaShem in Prishu says, the tachlis, even the tachlis of pleasures, not matzah. There's a tachlis of pleasure. It should give a person menuchas ha-nefesh, that they're able to flow with everything important in life, and he has the energy, the emotional energy, to mean that's liach. And over there, if someone feels that he's wasting any emotional energy in a mashal of precious, it becomes treif. And a person should not be purish ki who's it. Where is precious? Yes, to be encouraged when a person has to teach himself a lesson. I don't just if there's an issue with pizza, lesson pizza. But if I'm able to choose this over this, and I know that this food doesn't do good for me, so be smart. Don't eat something that for you won't do you good. You have two types of drinks, and one drink is better for you. You know it's gonna make you feel better. You'll be able to learn better the next time. You know you're feeling. You eat that. This food might be a bit spoiled. Be careful. Don't end up in bed for 3 days because you ate something wrong, just because it was gishmak at the moment. That's where precious can come in on the minimal level. But there's an akuda. It's an attitude. What I'm saying is, the bottom line of Mesillas Yesharim is it's so important to appreciate what precious is encouraged. It's the attitude. It's not so much bichlal. It's not even bichlal, I should say. The meisim. A person who's into gashmias has to take a step back. And a person who's not into gashmias should not get into gashmias by doing precious either. That's treif. That's getting into gashmias by doing precious. A person slowly has to train himself. Gashmias doesn't count. In Yiddishkeit, that which counts is only something which is everlasting forever. Something which is nitzchi. Something which is the moment. It doesn't count. It's nothing. Not nechshav b'einei odom klon. And it's a point to ponder on. I want to make it clear, I discourage Bochur to get involved emotionally in any issue of precious. It's stupid and wrong. And I've seen Bochur who stupidly went down in the place because of it. And that's not to be encouraged at all. But Me'idach Gizeh, to just push away the whole concept as if it's Hilchas at the Meshicha, it's not true. It's Hilchas at Didam. And we live in a world of chet, excessive pursuit of empty, nothing materialism. In this world that we're exposed to, a person has to take a step back and say, Nay, Chelki Hashem Omer Nafshi, Alkin Oichel Vashem. My Chelik is a Kodesh Baruch Hu in this world. Olam Hazeh is going to be shaykh to me in the real way, because my tachlis isn't Olam Hazeh. My tachlis is Kodesh Baruch Hu and his Torah. And therefore, I'm going to push myself beyond my limits many times. I'm going to help myself in a true way. I'm going to push myself, even exert myself in my learning. It's going to be hard for me to shut up when I have a good nisayon to say something which I shouldn't say. I'm going to hold myself back because I know how to hold myself back from doing something wrong. Have you started to do something? There's things which are even less also than that I don't do because it's tam, it's a nothing. So, chas v'sham te menich shalom chet. Person has to train himself to teach himself restraint, to train himself to hold himself back from things. And to pursue things which are only going to give him everlasting true fulfillment, true ruchnius, and serve as a kli for Avodas Hashem.